AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
You've chosen a podcast from Low Moon Uprising. Enjoy.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. So yeah, the path goes. Down the slope.
Oh yeah, no one gets to see me live up on the balloon because I'm gonna use
my name. At this point in time, I'm going to assume you can handle the rest of these first level cultists, you get the gist of it, you didn't blow yourselves up, we're moving on.
Yeah.
Alright? You've got 40 minutes, and I don't want to penalize you for having the game mechanics. Alright. You do search the building.
I'm trying to find the way down.
You do not find a trap door. However, next to the rubble, there is a place where you can possibly pull some boards down and then slip down the rubble into underneath.
I'm trying to do that if I can quietly.
Okay, fine. All right, so this is what you got. It's up into a larger room. Now, this is collapsed and rubble. It's not like all of it. Yeah, and rubble. Down here. Throughout the room. There are pits in the ground.
Can I see the two pits?
It's poking holes like these bikes down.
Oh, that's cool.
So when you're coming down the road, you're arriving here. There's a cultist here, cultist here, cultist here, cultist here. In the room, there are cultists by the pits. They also just look like guards. Like that. That's
it. No bonfire.
Okay. I can slip through a 3-foot hole, right?
Yeah, I mean, man. You may or may not notice.
I'm little, bro.
Okay,
I'm going to...
4 foot tall, you could probably just crouch a little.
Should I
pass the room?
Okay, you pass the room over one of the...
I weigh 2 foot in line, so...
Mm-hmm.
You probably fit in 2 foot.
I'm sorry.
I can fit in really small.
I'll try to squeeze through along that right side there and... get to the end of the hallway.
You don't actually have to go through that per se. Are you going to try to go around the pits, basically, saying? Go over there? You're going to go across the room?
Even though it's not my initiative, I'm going to check out the room here.
Sorry. So kind of like through here.
Okay.
I'll follow him.
You don't know
what he's invisible, but you're taking the same.
Yeah, same idea.
All right, you need to roll that check at -4 to make sure the card is stopped being noticed.
Do I need to make a check?
No, you don't.
Yep, got it. Still made my decision.
Okay, so Sam and Ren are ahead, but no one knows that because they're invisible. The rest of the party is arriving, and now you're in one group, essentially. And this is that slope that leads down from upstairs. It's roughly 20 foot wide, with only a 6 foot high ceiling. It's coming down onto that rubble that you saw from the alleyway outside.
But we don't even know where it's at here.
Correct.
That's the problem with this plan is all of us are going to want to just throw stuff in there and we don't know who's there.
And the rest of it.
Well, if upstairs was any indicator, fireballs are a waste on all this, just so you know. Figured that out yet.
He said the rest.
One arrow apiece. So, hitting them with 96 is like.
Hitting
the minimum you do is 1.5 times 30 points.
You can almost take one with magic missile.
Almost, yeah. For these guys. So, you really probably need somebody to stand there and cast magic missile. You actually need to. At this point. You may get tougher.
I have 8 missiles.
Right now. You will get tougher.
You should get 8 missiles.
total missiles, yes.
Also, one of the dice could probably pass it.
Heading forward, not stopping.
Alright, so Victor and Lorelai are coming down the stairs first. So it looks like this coming down the stairs, Victor and Lorelai. They're not visible. Otto is there, he's
very careful with it. He might too.
Who else is coming down the stairs? Mm-hmm. Right over here.
We're assuming we finished the combat, right?
Correct.
So I'm not invisible then.
That's right, you're invisible.
I'm not far from Kevin.
If you want, you can roll a d20 just to see how massively that went on. A couple of whole
things. I'm behind Kendra.
Seven.
Okay, so he helped you. You killed the one guy, spurred on to additional attacks, killed the other guy. In the process, you knocked a 2-foot chunk out of the corner of a stone building. So it was grotesque violence and probably scared them to death.
The kind of violence Eric likes.
Yes.
Look around the culture.
I'm with you. You want to let me get ahead? I can't. I'm invisible, obviously. I saw the others coming.
What?
Not slowing down.
Okay. Moving across the room. The pits are all open pits. So it looks like at one point in time, they may have been covered, and this might have been a room that was, you know, you had to kind of navigate carefully like that. But you can basically run between the pits. However, the cultists will resist your advance. So is it, so Vic, you arrive here, you are invisible. You can try to, you know, plow one down or try to go through them.
So I'm going to try and go between them.
Sneaky?
Plow through or just the window.
Okay.
I'm not intentionally going out of my way to push that. I'm hoping that doesn't mean that it doesn't come as an attack. But
okay. Either way, I'm going to roll a d20.
I'm trying to avoid touching them.
18.
Okay. So as you go through, one of the cultists, for whatever reason, they were basically just standing there, but all of a sudden he basically steps into your path and you shove him out of the way with your shield. When he goes down, he hits his head on the floor and he's unconscious.
Okay, this is too easy, there's something wrong.
Okay.
Oh, it's going to get worse. I'm sure.
This is just a simulation.
So he's visible in the room and charges out.
Really
Otto charges out as well.
I'm moving as fast as I can through the whole pit. Red, you've crossed all the pits,
and you're coming up here, and basically there's a wall that goes like this, with a door in.
I'm stopping at the door, waiting for
it. I will.
Okay. You arrive there first, the door is shut, and maybe locked. You hear chanting from beyond.
I will try and... He's not looking, the cultists aren't looking this way, right? So just,
no, they're dealing with people coming.
I'll try to open up the door.
Okay, you can roll pick locks, at that point in time you're right.
That's a...
You hear Spiller with the lock, you realize someone else is there.
He said that for
shut the door!
Where's he going? I want to see if I can talk with the dead bodies and figure out where these guys are at. Yeah.
If it's percentile, I roll the maybe 2.
Okay, it is percentile and the door is locked and does not unlock for you.
I whisper softly, Ren?
Are you at the door?
Mm-hmm. Yes, but invisible.
Yeah.
Okay.
Alright,
so as Victor and Bono charge out, the cultists throw their spears.
You guys made it here quick.
Okay.
Yes.
So even though he accidentally
went into shield him, and I trust him
is he, Victor still invisible?
Victor is invisible.
Okay. I ran into the cultist.
Doomwood was running down.
Okay. So
the only people that have actually entered the room is the bar. You can change this if you want. Just let me know. You can go through our Victor and Bono, visible. Lorelai and Ren, invisible, and Theon, who is now approaching the door as well. You just told her you had trouble.
I want to fight some people.
He's there and invisible.
Doomwood's running in. Doomwood's running in, but trying to be sneaky.
Okay.
He'd try and get to the door without being caught.
Okay, so you are, and you think there might be somebody else that's with you that's invisible, and the two of you enter the room. You don't have to worry about the combat because they're all focused on Victor Mono, and you can kind of skirt. It'll take 2 rounds to cross the room for Jan and Jermud to get there without engaging the combat.
When will I be getting there?
You're considered to be on the steps now. You can
go. Oh, okay. I'm going to go fight with Victor and Bono then.
Okay, you're going to join the fight?
Yeah.
Okay. Great. Okay. Oh, this just got tougher!
I'm
Okay.
I'm clarifying.
Dawn is still on the steps, and you're invisible, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm working on 22.
Are you engaging?
Yes.
Okay. So while Dawn steps up the bike as well, you can break through.
Okay.
Dion unlocks the door. Jasmine's on the stairs.
Kendra and I should be at the bottom of the stairs.
Okay. You saw them enter the rubble. What do you think?
I saw them enter the
rubble.
I'm going into the rubble so I can't see any holes.
Okay, you're going to land and walk in.
Yeah.
Okay? And you're invisible. So.
Yes.
You saw them. You're now following the path. After you've done with your bow fire, you eliminated all the targets, and you're basically, you have snuck up to the back of the stairs now with no opposition whatsoever.
She's visible, right?
Yeah, she's visible. You get to the bottom, you cover with bow fire. Right now, it sounds like they're throwing spears. You hear spears landing on your side of the room.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Okay, so Charlotte is here on the stairs, aiming out into the room. We're going to go.
It's moving silently to open the door. He got a 22 to open it.
Yes, it's open.
He's moving silently to open the door.
So we're opening the door. All right, so we'll hold on that for 1 second. Meanwhile, the cultists throw their spears. That was happening. And I'm going to roll those attacks. Once they throw their spears, all they have is knives. So at that point, they get fairly non-dangerous. The spears
are the poison you can die.
Dad,
they have spears of lightning. I'm going to be most asleep.
Alright. So
they have spears of lightning. I'm not walking out.
The three who are right there by the front, the one guy got knocked out and he fell unconscious, but there are three others who are there. They are not throwing their spears, so they will go immediately. By that time, Charlotte will probably kill them before they get in there. See how that goes.
Yeah.
But the others, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 spears coming in, and they're all on Motto and Victor. I'm going to roll even odd. 5, 7, but there's a minimum of 1 spear on each of these. So I've got, holy cow. We got 5 on Bono, 2 on Victor. Apparently he's more intimidating than you are.
Bono will be fine.
Wait, that sounds like less for
me. This is the shield in front of them as they come in.
Yep, exactly.
So the thunk and the splash. Oh my goodness, he is hit twice.
He'll be fine.
The cultists are progressing.
That goes like 20.
Bono dies. Falls down dead. Takes a spear in the hip. Twists, okay, and you hear him go, blah, and he vomits something onto the floor, and he ceases to move.
Oh,
wait a second.
Okay, here comes your two.
Bottom's not fine.
Hold you.
Neither hit, both bounce off your shield.
Neutralized poison's up at the front of the party.
They're dripping with ichor.
Okay. They no longer have spears. They pull out wicked knives that look about this long.
Glad I took a few extra seconds to come into the room.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Charlotte, first shot is the two arrows. This is a new combat, so you get that before, and then you get 2 shots. So a total of 4 arrows. There are 3 guys that are still by Victor that have the spears. You can handle them first. So, first one is 2 shots. Are you putting on the same guy, both on one guy, or splitting it between 2 guys? Okay, roll both hits.
We got our single one.
Both hits. Gotta roll a minimum of 2.
I just had an idea.
Okay. She kills 2 of them. They go down without having an opportunity to attack with their spears. 2 of the 3. That leaves 2 arrows left. And there's 1 guy there that still has a spear, and then you can shoot somebody further out in the room. Okay, hold on a second. Okay. Both hit.
1 and 1.
Okay, so the guy that's next to you that still has his spear is wounded, not dead. He glowers at you and raises his poison spear. There's another guy out in the room that is also wounded. Anybody else has an action just in missile fire? What do you got?
Well, I was going to start casting.
Okay, so
this is a new round. In a second.
Okay. We can kill them in missile fire, we'll be done with this one. Not gonna, the guy who's standing next to Victor will get a chance to attack him, and if he does, he'll freaking die.
Is Leon coming in charge?
That's not
missile fire. No, we're not even there yet, so.
Were you supposed to roll new initiative?
No, we're trying not to do initiative because it slows everything down. You got guys that have 6 hit points. Mm-hmm. Kill them missile fire.
That's the thing, I was going to do 1 spell as soon as I saw Bono go down, I was going to cast.
But I don't have things in missile fire.
through everybody to where Bob went down to check in.
Okay, so do that. As far as Theon goes, you basically probably are at the back of the pack, but you're there like with Zephine and Charlotte for that matter, so you probably could fire as well.
You mean Leon?
Am I there with him?
Leon.
Yeah.
I
was going to say,
how do you get the door open?
Are all the guys right at the door?
One guy's next to Victor, still standing, got hit by an arrow, but it was pretty weak.
Okay.
Low Moon Adventures. It's deadly, it's role-playing, and yet, let's roll.
So he's the one that could kill Victor.
I will shoot him, and then I'll shoot... I'll make him the primary target, and if I can shoot other people, then I can. If not, then whatever. I want him to die.
Okay.
So I want Victor to die.
All right. Roll ahead.
As Theon was picking the lock, I was backing up.
Okay. Okay, so point blank?
Yes.
Oh, dear. He's dead.
Just roll ahead. You didn't kill him. Okay. All right. So yet another arrow comes in. This one embeds itself in his chest, and he goes down. He goes.
Yeah, Theon is visible.
For a second, he looked dangerous.
Hard enough to send him like flying
okay.
backwards.
And then roll two more to hits.
I don't think.
Yes.
Not
yes. Next one.
Okay. And two more cultists go down. That leaves 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 left in the room. All with knives.
This is with my maple strength bow.
Right. Perfect. Bow that might shoot up the end. Got it. Okay, any other missile fire?
Purple.
No.
Alright.
No, it's only in light.
Okay.
I'm sure it drew it.
So.
Because
it's not initiative, that's probably pretty unlikely. You have no opponents. Right?
I'm planning on moving ahead of us.
Roll your initiative.
7.
So.
Nice.
All right, so you make it as far as basically the middle of the room. So move him up next to that box in the middle of the room. And there are accosted by those two cultists.
Do all those cultists out in the room
the other two
spears?
By the closest pits, I think.
Okay, then I'd like to advance.
Those are the ones that Leon wanted to hit.
They killed Bottom.
Right. Anybody else have a plus 3 dex bonus?
Yeah.
There
were more than 5 people.
All right, you're up there.
Yeah, we're up at the...
Okay, all right. So let's just do this, see how it goes. So you have initiative on one of them, go ahead. Victor arrives at Bottom and is checking him.
Rolling 9 should be my problem.
Yeah.
I rolled...
It seems to be safe.
What's your strength bonus?
Seven.
Yes.
Two for the sword.
Roll.
Yeah.
Your strength bonus is 1 point that they have. So.
Yeah.
Okay, so he goes down. The other guy, however, slashes at you with his knife.
Shield parry.
Missed.
Shield parry him to
okay.
death.
So you killed the second guy.
Yeah, I didn't roll one.
Okay, so he's not about. Alright, so.
I didn't roll one.
Who wants to be the other person to take on the last three cultists?
Me.
Somebody courageous.
Me.
Bezor, he was already up there.
He's not courageous, but he's stupid enough to do it.
Yes, he is.
It's
all right.
Marco,
pass Victor on the right.
It is called perpidity, and it is highly respected.
They do not, are you armed with the wolf you attacked before? So move two cultists over in front of him. Alright. You can start moving everybody else. You don't have to write him. They're moving up. Got it. Alright.
We're like six there. I stop, kill two, let you buy
one.
I'm lagging on the door.
Okay.
Well, the door is open. You guys moved across
the door. One of the cultists hit you with his knife.
Okay. You just
for 2 points of damage, save versus poison or die.
Kurt hit it.
That might not be great.
Oh, that's a 5.
You're dead.
Pretty much
dead. Yeah, I failed. I got a thing where
you
I can
feel the poison coursing through your veins.
I can have a friend reroll a save. I'll spend it on him.
Okay. Cool.
Hooray!
Better be good.
Does that work on a
4?
Mine is
good.
That's epic.
You ruined my thing.
Anybody else got one?
Dan, were the reroll
yeah,
save
one.
Things like?
Were they all the same?
Roll again.
Alright.
Oh, one more. 12. I made it.
Yay! Yay! Thanks. Where are your great resources?
Did you
get
roll
to hit, sir?
I get roll to hit. 16.
Okay. You see the axe and you actually hit with the axe.
Nice.
Right in his shoulder. Cleaves deep into his chest. Roll to 20.
We don't
roll less than 6.
7.
Well, thank you. Not so bad on his shoulder, but it's enough.
Get a different dice.
Because it's easier. Okay? And then you spin the axe around. The other guy's going with the knife. He's coming up and he goes,
wait, I have 5 mirror images, by the way, for that.
Oh, well, we forgot about that. So
I won't remember.
Okay. Anyway, actually, you may not have, because you fought those guys upstairs, don't forget.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I had 5 mirror images before the first combat.
Yeah, so after all that excitement we just had, we're just going to assume they were gone. That was too much fun. You may roll the hit again on the second guy.
I did take it.
15.
Oh, you hit again. You don't even need your Excel.
D20.
4.
Okay. You chopped his pinky off in part of his hand. You're like, oh, that was awesome. Ah! Back again. Roll the hit.
20.
Okay. His skull stuck there. You're like, no, oh no. He sags down on the ground and is stuck as the third guy steps up to attack you with his knife.
Wait a second.
You laughed at his axe, but he's hit up with this thing.
He missed. Can I roll a d20 to see if you can pull the axe out of him? You're ready to attack.
If not, can I do the thing again where I just like 18?
You go, and you swing the axe at the guy with the cultist still attached. Yeah,
I was about to say, can I do that one again?
Roll it.
No way he's that strong.
Eric.
3.
Okay. Let Eric help you.
Okay.
Oh,
hold on one second. The cultist who's attached to the axe, his head explodes and the axe is now clear.
Five.
Okay. You swing underhand and the axe diverts and comes up and hits the guy right in the hip. Roll 20 damage.
6.
Okay. And he goes down.
Right. Do you get any damage? You haven't done double digits yet.
I've only done double digits.
Yeah. Two friends helping you with the saving throws.
I hit the right. 19 once.
Pause in the main room. People have come up. You check Bono. Bono is dead. Okay?
Oh, man.
So anyone can move in the room. The room is safe. And you can come up. Meanwhile, we're going to have one round. Those who are up at the door, which is Leon.
Theon.
Lorelei. And Ren. Okay? And the door is open. And you look inside.
Did you see?
This is what happens when you open doors. He opened them.
Thanks to 2 free safety rolls, I'm still not dying.
Exactly.
No. Just put that on.
You're welcome. I didn't think I'd use that. I thought I'd like pull that like way later. I can reroll a attack.
Well, this is probably going to be one of the hardest to
deliver. Victoria Clark,
free attack group.
Because she wants to draw her card.
And 3 merchants.
He's the guy with the red heart.
Oh, so Vlad is dead.
Dead, yeah. Doornail dead. Who's on the
board? Great
North
Hero.
Unfortunate.
If we find Marcus, he'll definitely come back alive.
See, this is what Lorelai's problem is with this.
This is not as loud.
What?
Hey, I'm just saying, I didn't kill any of my friends.
We'll just get rid of him.
And I hit so many attacks on
him. No, because he's like, just let him die. Yeah, we'll just
freeze
him.
Little cultists
to have. I didn't just let him die. I'm trying to save him.
No, I'm saying in general. I'm not talking about Bono.
No.
I'm just saying in general.
I'm always trying to save people. There's no guarantee you'll come back to life.
Ooh, so you gotta use him. Oh, we're gonna finish this and the entire place is gonna hurt.
But the problem is, people are just going to rush in, and nothing's going to be able to be part of it.
Are those demons?
Okay, so for those who actually can see, which is Ren, Theon, I got it right, and Lorelei, you see, these are quite obviously demons. They're 8-foot tall, both extended 12-foot wingspans. Their wings are currently tucked in. Talons, they're reddish black in color. They look like demons and they are standing watchful guard. In fact, they're all looking in the general direction of the door when it opens.
Technically, demons are magical beasts, right?
Oh, the Gators.
No, not because they're magical beasts.
Ah!
There are 20 cultists in the middle of the room and they're all chanting in feverish, sweaty tones.
Quick, somebody blow
up.
No, people are
on the stage. There's One demon, who is the biggest of them all, probably roughly 15 to 18 feet tall. It's obviously a demon, female. She's got the anatomy for it. She's unclad, but she's a demon, so not exactly attractive. She has her wings spread wide. She has her hands up, and there is a ball of yellow energy that is glowing between her hands. The same yellow energy courses from what appears at first to be the corpses of bodies that are stacked, represented by all of the lines. And then the door opens, and she stops chanting for a second, and she says, I'll be through in a moment. Destroy them! And the demons move to toward the door.
How long is this room?
Maybe 60 feet.
Can I throw a dagger 60 feet?
No. Range is 30.
Dan?
Come on, Lola.
I tried to run in.
Wait a second.
What do you want me to do? Up against the wall there. So when they touch the door directly,
go over here around me.
I'm just going for
peace.
Can I be at the doorway?
No. No, only those three were at the door. When they opened the door, that's what they saw. So you guys are back at the end. You're crossing the other door.
Is banishment more than one, or is it just a singular target?
It is a singular target.
The big one. We have a banishment scroll in him.
Well, no, Joel, she wanted to know if it was more than one.
I was wondering if she could just banish the whole room.
Okay.
Yes.
I can be there.
That's not definitely.
I'm going as fast as I can. All right, man.
Okay.
So, door is open. Dion is still invisible. Is at the door. You could directly go in unseen. Wow. You're still invisible. You
could
go in. However, they know somebody opened the door. And they'll see you.
Okay, what's the R?
You don't see him, so.
So I can crush myself against the wall and get out of my way so I can get the bill for it next time.
Okay, so you run over this wall, there's a 1 in 8 chance that you run into Ren.
I'm
on the floor. You're fine. Alright, so you have to scroll out. You're still
standing in the doorway.
Here.
I'm going to be moving into that corner.
Here?
Yep.
Okay.
Flat against the wall.
Do I think I would have 2
copies
of
chromatic orb
on
her
from here?
Yeah, oh yeah, so it's in sight.
Banishment into
the corner. Oh, so when I finish casting it invisible.
Yes.
Yes.
You're assuming they can
see you already.
We just need to stop her from finishing the chanting thing.
Okay.
Shooting charges from a magical weapon and missile fire?
No. Mostly no. It's usually melee. It usually takes 3 segments to activate an item and it's melee unless it's something special like a wand.
Okay. How long does it take to get off the spell?
3 seconds.
3 seconds.
Okay. So the rest of the group is coming up. And, as soon as you can see through the door, you realize what you're charging into, so you have your choice of charging in or not. Bono does not charge in.
I do.
I begin casting on the
floor. Bono's still dead.
Okay. All right, so this is what we do. Only one person can go through the doorway at a time. If you want to actually go through the doorway, that's your own perfidy or not. But we're going to go ahead and roll initiative.
We're around behind us.
I got a good initiative.
No, you roll now, but if you would in your initiative, you can choose whether to go through the door. You're in this room.
Did I ever make it?
Did I already start?
What?
No, did I ever make it?
Yes, you're in that room down there.
Okay.
Yep. I didn't. Everybody
roll
back to party because technically we're done in 11 minutes. There's no chance of making it as of now. So. I'm going to be a little generous with that, especially since there's no bonfire, but we can't be too generous.
Okay.
It's not, yeah.
Yeah.
Really
10 gallons of fifth
edition is for maybe like 5 years. I wouldn't say that's around the version.
Will that work?
It has to be either
Indigent same time.
That's probably a point of
focus.
Okay? You're going
to
have a tough time.
All right.
I am moving.
That first level charm person, charm.
Yes,
man. Archmage once.
How far away
is all it takes is one field.
That's right. About 60 feet indoors.
I'm actually prepared to do some major damage here.
I'm going for it.
How far?
Well,
I'm sure she has.
Watch out. Pretty much immune to
fire. Started out.
Watch out for all the cold cards.
Damage, probably a psionic.
Hey, James.
She's a damage, probably a psionic.
It's, yeah, it's magic. It's fire.
Spells go through stone skin.
So it's maybe one damage, not
correct. It will not take down
physical, stone skin. It's attack routines.
Right, he just meant it won't take it down.
Yeah, it's not going to take it down.
Maybe certain spells that do direct physical damage, like maybe a big punch fist or something might take it down. But
Alex, I don't think I have
that. Yeah, not something like attack
or whatever. Feel free to do that.
Spiritual hammer. Spiritual hammer would definitely will.
I got it.
But burning hands.
Right. Right.
Check out the Prince Albert series, Lamoonian Adventures, on Kindle Readers.
Range is 6 inches.
Which might be worth it.
Oh, perfect. Just within.
This is all going to be
just within.
Okay. That did not sound
good. I rolled a 5. So.
Okay. So.
Sethina goes in.
I'm a farmer boy.
Alright, so we're in missile fire.
Maybe that would be
yes.
We're starting to make these dagger.
I'm not going to give missile fire combat to anybody here unless you have some way of tracking a part of it you can't see. Yeah, you move to the doorway, line up with it, fire through, or something like that. So you're not going to get missile fire from out here. Okay. However, they have potential missile fire. The cultists continue to participate in the ritual, so they're not fighting. So even though they all have swords and spears, they're not a danger at the moment. Okay. However, the demons. 12 demons on the ground. I actually have a picture of what they look like.
So you're telling me there are 13 demons.
There's a picture if you want to see it.
And 20 cultists in here.
So in 12, these three demons.
Yes, they all look
here, here, here. Throw fire down into the room. So it hits around like this.
Oh my.
Okay, so I need you to make a safe for this spell, next one supplies.
Like, 12 times.
She's already casting that.
Six demons throwing fire down into the end of the room.
In when?
12.
I made it.
She won't lose this spell. She won't lose this spell. This roll. Unless this full burns, which could happen if it is out. Okay? So you will take 8 points of damage.
Okay.
So they take 8 points of damage. And the scroll needs to save versus normal fire. It is paper, which is a crappy save.
Uh-oh.
You didn't buy the one
you wanted. I'm trying to stop the procrastinating.
I didn't have
$1. Everybody that's outside realized that fire just lit up that whole
area. I don't know if that's going to matter, but...
What'd you roll?
9.
Pretty sure that's fail, unfortunately.
So anybody have a reroll, extra reroll?
No, we used them all in Bazemore.
I can give
it
one.
It's not a first saving throw. It's only for saving throw for a friend, not for a...
The scroll banishment's our friend.
I don't have any of these.
And it's technically still
no!
A saving throw.
Scroll!
Keep rolling it.
It says roll, reroll the saving
throw. Poor scroll. We hardly do it.
Versus normal fire.
Yeah.
Or cut the paper, normal fire.
It's magical though, it's got magic binding to
it.
To give it extra something.
Even if you give it plus 2 for its magical writing, it's still required an 18, so.
Oh, wow.
What'd you give?
A 9?
Not 18.
Yeah.
So that wouldn't be considered normal fire, that's magical fire, right?
It was magical fire that they threw, but it's produced flames, is the spell. So it's technically just normal. Okay. The back
so
six, also in 12.
Question.
Yes, ma'am.
Since technically my action got burned up. Am I powerful enough to turn her?
It's possible. You'd have to get her attention. She seems pretty enthralled in what she's doing. But you can possibly turn them.
Do you think I could see if she's wearing stone skin?
I don't think
no, you have no idea.
Pack your bags with
stone. Okay. The pack six summoned four initial demons exactly like themselves.
Yeah, this is where it goes from bad to worse.
What?
Bad to worse.
Yeah, they multiply.
Can I be at the door yet?
What?
And they all go.
And then those guys summon more, and then those guys summon more, and then those guys summon more.
So dissipate magic does nothing.
Okay. Now, misfire 9.
May work.
No, we're not doing misfire for you guys, that's right. So we're in melee 9 in the room. Primarily. But if your initiative comes up and you can pass me, you can go through the door if you want. So we're in 9, we're in 8.
Can I make myself visible? Like
yeah.
Hit myself and then turn?
Yeah, you can.
Hit yourself.
Pretend to attack something or someone.
Okay. Punch the wall.
You're
a little ticked, yes.
Okay, so in 8, animals appear.
Is it the demons summoning more demons or the cultists?
Demons.
The demons summoning.
It's their natural ability.
That's crazy. I think I'm going to run away.
I have turn 2, but...
Might be safe.
I'm only 7. It's only a 7.
So the fire is standing still, right?
No.
Pretty much this is where I play.
Oh, okay.
Fire is
in terms of turning.
Except on the
turning, this is
on the floor in front of Lorelai.
I hope these demons aren't, like, silent.
Wasn't a demon who withdrew with us once?
There's demons turning.
I don't think so.
I thought it was. Okay,
like
I don't think
with,
so.
You're going with drones. You're going like, demon is under control. Demon is under control.
Yeah, you're going with draw and they all follow.
12 demons.
Might not help too much versus the demons, but it can certainly help versus the cultists.
I would assume it's
okay.
Yeah.
So that was a misfire. That was actually a misfire.
The what?
So in melee 8, you send them forward. So melee 8, the snakes move toward the door. And are you going with them?
We just lost our story.
Just to go ahead and face this huge swarm of demonic
cultists.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So you just summoned 8. You summoned 8 mirror images. Like,
and take the demon and push it.
No, I do not have to touch her. Polymorph other.
Turn her into a sunflower.
No,
I
turn her into a creature.
Anywhere.
Okay, I'm focused on the big thing.
That would work too.
But I need to get focused on the small thing because I'm one of the things I can get rid of.
She wants to go away and sit somewhere.
She's not wearing a snow skin.
You guys feel like a guy. But you
feel like a guy.
You have to destroy the whole thing.
Push.
The cultists are feeding in the energy.
Oh, so I can take care of it.
I think it's dagger in the chest.
We're melee 8. The snakes, all 9 snakes, which includes Janny, are moving through the door. In.
That's
it. Alright, what are you doing? You have moved to that spot.
That's a pretty cool one.
Fire blew up the end of the room.
We're about to explore some illusion.
I did. Oh, yeah, because I did that.
I have 1 copy of Read Illusion Magic.
The altar.
I'll let you get through 20 cultists.
Let's see what death is.
Wait, don't you have like
room?
To clarify, the demons range, they're around mostly 8 to 10 feet tall. The ceiling in here is about 20 feet. So it is possible to potentially fly above them, but of course they all fly, so.
He said 6 more.
Six?
I'm pretty sure he said 6.
Was it 6 or 4?
We're 8.
No, I mean
I have
demons.
A question.
When they
4 new ones.
4.
12
okay.
Were already. 4 new ones came.
Question.
Type of 4 more than 1.
Yes.
Do I think that death fog would affect a demon?
No. Probably not.
And you can kill all the cultists.
I don't care about that.
That would be.
I'm not feeding the energy into the spell.
Okay. And then you tap a spear.
Yeah.
Obviously, you're visible.
This is a spell worth like 20,000 gold that I'm not going to be able to cast for 6 more levels.
Better you survive, I guess.
Just wait.
This is kitchen sink.
We're in Kitchen Sacred.
Yeah. And I need a clear path anyway.
I'm out of here.
I need a clear path.
Just okay. Demons.
They don't recognize it there.
All or nothing, guys. All or nothing.
Try to do once to call this
second leg. Anything like that?
Try to do that.
Desert twister thing.
I could probably summon insects, but I gotta look.
The twister thing?
Dust double?
It's just two. It saves energy back and holds. Let's see, you're kind of
trying to work with it. What are you doing? Well, could I do this?
Check
the
color spray.
Could I do this?
Slumber.
What are you doing?
Probably not.
But maybe. Are you
okay, sevens, me. Okay, what are we doing? You're in there. You're the closest to the troll.
They're not, the demons aren't moving, right?
No, well, they have not moved yet since they threw the balls apart. They can move, they did.
I couldn't get up there and running around.
No, I mean, there's no way to get there. There's, you'd literally be running amongst all
the demons. The room is full.
Yeah.
That's random. There's probably random this time. Just, there's no way to get there. The space is very narrow, and now it's totally full. You literally, it goes on the one
they're
side
big.
It goes body, demon, cultist, demon, bodies.
I guess
like straight
I guess
wall all the way around.
I'm holding until someone comes up with a good idea. I don't have anything I can really do.
After one.
Okay. Alright.
A couple people.
So that was sevens, sixes.
I'm in six, but I'd like to go last out of the sixes if I can.
Okay.
I go in five.
I'm going six.
I'm held up for five.
Six.
Well, I can do it. I'm going to try
so
to
from out here, you have to like line up the doorway. You really need to move it into the room.
It's
I'm still invisible, so
yes,
you hope that would be okay. Left or right?
I'm going to go to the right side.
Okay, on steps into the right side of the door.
You're on a
rainbow. Begins to trigger a spell. So you start actually triggering it in five.
Rainbow
and go on.
In right. And straight to
the yeah.
Are we still in six?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. So Victor charges through the doorway in six.
I am putting my sword and my offhand for a moment to withdraw a magic item.
I'm working on turning right now.
No attacks this round, but maybe something fun.
Demons considered undead?
No.
They're not undead, but they are turnable.
They are turnable at a certain level. Rank, whatever.
It becomes turnable. Fairly low level, so it might be within his reach.
I'm level six. Well, I'm not trained for level six.
Yeah, it might be within his reach.
Banishment only had 2-inch range in it, so he weren't going to get anyways.
Actually,
he said it was visual.
Oh,
yeah, he said I could have gotten her as long as I got her attention.
Okay.
I could probably get someone.
Alright, anyways, so.
Anyways,
triggering, starting to cast 3 seconds.
Okay. He's already says to cast out in the room outside.
So you don't know that yet.
Right?
Yeah.
So you're going in?
What? Danny,
fire.
Do you
remember
the way? No, he said the fire dissipated.
Yeah.
He said it went poof and then
went
away.
So they were just trying to hit if people came in and hit.
Right.
Because
I was going to eliminate the fire. That was what I was thinking about doing, but he said it.
Dissipated already.
It was pretty soon. It did what it was supposed to do. Okay, five. Since none of the other sixes are talking.
Damage
is not ready?
No.
Damage holding for his
holding. Leon's trying to go on six, too.
Okay.
Yes.
You can stipulate that if you have
I'm
a ready,
so anyways, I'm moving in and setting up a cold shot on the big demon girl.
Okay.
I got to take down one for stone skin. All
right.
Okay, I'm going to go with five.
Okay. And now we're at five.
I'm turning.
Four, you arrive at the back.
Damage is holding up right there.
Moving into the room. Okay, put Landis in there somewhere.
Man, look.
First of
all, these
remember, Landis, you're still flying.
Depends.
Who's invisible still
okay.
Besides me?
Me. Put me wherever I can.
Wait, will I still be invisible after casting that spell?
It's pretty much full.
He's flying.
You're staying right now, Jenny, anyways.
Well, I'd love to fly right in the center of all the cultists.
You're centering on anyway.
Yeah, you can be putting right above the center of the room. Not this one, however, that's probably
not right. No, he's not.
No, he's flying.
That's what I'm putting up.
Thank you, Rachel.
I just was denoting he's flying.
Demons. We'll deal with that problem.
You have an attack there, right? You're going to try to try to get a center roll. Yeah, we'll attack.
And you're going to go to the snake. Can I still be invisible? Lines of people.
Okay, I'm invisible snake.
Doomu just went in and went straight to the left and six.
Okay, put him in the map. Straight to the left.
Straight left corner.
I have a question.
Did you move me in, Sherry?
So I'm
yeah,
together, he's
down
the
on the left, the room is 30 foot wide.
If I were to make a 5 foot radius stinky cloud, like on this bulbous,
yeah. All right.
I'm gonna cast chromatic orb, and it's stinky cloud radiation.
I didn't hear the last
part. All right. When does my orb shadow come down to
initiative? Okay. So. Call shadow card the entire round of focus, so it can't go off until the next round. However, if you moved in 6 and 5, so you could go off at the earliest 5 of the next round. It's one round.
Okay, I'm turning in 5.
Okay, so also in 5, Lorelei, now visible in the corner of the room, slightly scorched, raises the holy symbol Hecate, and you're shouting, I think, at Alphazor then?
You can listen to this podcast on your Alexa-enabled device. Just say, Alexa.
No.
Bail for you?
Yeah. I'm taking care of the demons in front.
All right.
Gotta use your name. They're all specials. So they're all going to be just as hard to turn.
Yeah, that's true. It won't be any different. But it might be harder to get her attention, though, is the point.
Yeah.
I'm casting the emerald...
And plus, I'm trying to try to, if I can get them, I'm trying to clear a path. Because those four can call 4 more. Mm. And then 4 more until they're filled in.
I know. I'm going to do that. So.
The other 6 are going to do that.
Trying to get rid of hers.
Yeah.
Anyways, roll. Roll for your turn.
Oh my god.
What's your roll?
2.
Not as bad as it could have been, but not as good as it could have been.
That one's a 16. Can we keep that one?
Is it an attack technique?
Huh?
All I can do is give you a plus one, so we'll just do it.
Yes. So you have failed to turn the demons.
Obviously.
You have attracted their attention.
You have attracted their attention.
But I know that.
Smite me. I'm okay.
I go in 5-2.
Come
we're
on,
still
Desmond.
In 5.
Dazzle
us. I'm going to go inside the room.
I don't think
whoa, wait. My range
are Deerwood and Kendra both invisible?
Yeah. So many people are so invisible.
So I'm going to plow into somebody if I even enter that room.
But you don't know. So
I can't get within 3 inches.
There.
No,
like, give her a front demon a big hug.
Okay, anyways, I'm going to go in and try to go to the right along the wall. That's what I was going to try to do. And then begin casting.
Okay.
So, how long is an inch indoors?
10 feet. You can reach almost the center of the room. If you're
in the room. Yeah, I might be able to see about that.
So, would I be able to go in, cast, and then move back out at the end of the round?
I do have a question about my spell, though.
Make it quick.
I've been trying to do this for like 5 minutes. Anyways, would I be able to carefully place my lightning bolt to bounce off walls without hitting the bodies laying on the floor?
You want to hit the bodies laying on the floor. They're being used as fuel or something.
Okay, just let him answer the question, please.
Okay, but they're being used as fuel.
You can start it up at the top of some of the rooms, down toward the cultists, back up toward the
I want to hit as many cultists as possible without hitting any of the bodies. Okay. Casting.
They can be, like...
Yep.
Completely innocent.
Not all the fives.
Aren't they already dead?
Yeah. 4.
And as long as you don't donate your body.
There was only a couple of 5, so I did all the ones that weren't.
I guess that's true. We haven't checked them.
You're out of the room at the moment.
All the spellcasters got 5.
I don't even have a play.
Move in.
Oh yeah.
It's hard to do called shot, but you're not. It's really all that good. It's called shot, or you start shooting things.
On the southeast of Norway, I think shoot whatever's closest.
Okay. Charlotte's in the middle of the door. And shooting the closest demon. Roll the hit.
17.
Roll the hit.
Two and one.
Yep. 2, 3, 5, 10, 10, 8, 10, 9. Okay, 8. Yeah. Is it?
Okay.
Yes, thank you. Appreciate that. Okay. All right. So,
dramatic orb.
Needless to say, this could get very good or very bad very fast. I will say this much, once the stinking cloud goes off and the lightning bolt goes off, the ritual is pretty much doomed to succeed anytime in short order. The cultists are required. So attacking the cultists resolves the ritual problem potentially. However, the demons in this room not only can multiply, but by summoning more in Toronto, they have a 35% chance of summoning another of the town in a 3-action round. I understand, but we're way out of time. So. We're gonna fight all this out, and it's not gonna happen. So you can breathe and eliminate a bunch of cultists. You can hit a demon. You can hit her. She would not be affected by the breath weapon in any substantial way. It won't stop her from doing what she's doing. But you can kill the cultists. The lightning bolt, steam cloud, and the breath weapon will kill enough cultists that it will cancel the ritual. All right, so they are required. However, we have all these demons, and they're going to be pretty ticked off at that point in time, so there's no running away. So we need to negotiate a mortality roll, because the combat's got to be, but we can't finish it, there's no way.
One, or just in case it modifies anything, are the people around the outside dead?
No.
No one's dead. My action,
what
I was pulling out was the bell.
Okay.
Which will remove anybody from sleep, charm, suggestion, domination,
okay.
Those type of mental effects. So,
right.
Don't know if it might wake them up.
Yeah, so that would almost certainly would wake up some of them.
And some of them might be
many of them have been drugged.
I just assumed they were all dead.
Since the originals are affected by it's like a domination that's keeping them asleep, but the last 50 or so they're using poison to keep them asleep. So.
What about Marcus?
Yeah, we're hoping Marcus will pop back
up. I'd have to figure out where he falls on that scale. I believe he was part of the first group, which means he probably would wake up. But
that could swing.
That could definitely swing.
Don't need because that like the adjustment to the survival
call shot. I'm assuming that doesn't work at all, even if I hit.
Do you have a magic arrow?
I have the same reddish wood as the bow made for strength, the one that has the sea.
Oh, the special, the three special arrows?
Yes, and it has a major magical bonus.
Okay. So that actually could potentially work.
Okay.
And I really should do a lot of damage anyway. She has really nice dice here, percent chance to really kind of work.
Gotcha.
So, well, I'll let you roll. What would you think?
Can I try to get a lucky throw?
No.
Thank you.
I have a reroll save. Anybody have a reroll attack?
Before the combat's over, you definitely can do this.
I have a reroll attack.
I can give you a plus one if you're that close.
I have a reroll attack.
What range is that short?
60 feet.
Yeah.
So, Thacko is 9.
Hey, Dan. I have a reroll attack, but it's not for friends. Just put it in the reroll attack.
Plus 2 would be 7.
No, it's for you, it's for you.
I didn't say for a fair, just said reroll for your attack.
Reroll attacks also.
Mm-hmm. Probably just for you then.
So I'm at AC 2 before the arrows. The actual bonus of the arrows.
That would actually mess up.
You want to give him your 1 to see if it helps? Probably is it AC 2.
Yeah, is it going to be that close?
So before the arrow
is major, so the arrow's got to be at least a +3, so that would put him at -1. So
you could take a negative two, but I mean it's
no Victor.
I mean
no Victor fails mortality.
Just take it down, put him down and
no, no, don't take it down.
Okay,
my fault is gravity.
If the plus one is actually going to do something, then I can give him a plus one.
We don't know. You have to either yes or no.
Just throw it away if it doesn't work. He's close enough.
I got two more of those arrows.
Well, if I do that,
you basically probably get that one called shot off, and then you're going to have to in your face. So that's close.
So yes or no? Yes.
That's fine. I have two of them.
If you have two, use them both.
It's closed, though.
So you have two.
You want to use it, yes or no?
Yeah.
She said yes. Yes.
You have two?
Use them both.
Blessing of mortality rules is that if you do survive, you don't have to expend all your expendables.
Yeah, these were the three reddish arrows, the reddish wood arrows that came in the special case.
Yeah,
the
Laura
went
out for you. With your money.
Always nice when people buy you things for rules.
Okay. Yeah, actually, with the plus one, you hit exactly.
Yes! You are the true hero. You are the true hero.
And I didn't even get to cast my spell.
Is that now nice?
Oh no, you cast it.
Like a bunch of cultists and whatever.
Yeah,
you stopped the ritual. Between you and you stopped the ritual.
And his breast weapons work. And for that matter, I think she fired from the blood level. Unless you require it.
Zero one.
But you see his invisibility.
That disrupts the ritual, which was the main goal. I'm just saying, after that, surviving becomes.
Oh, one.
All right, so we should have that legs, yeah.
Low?
Everybody? Oh,
low or high?
62.
Everyone
is still on. I'm
trying to kill
the world. I'm pretty sure that's not
remote.
What is that?
What
are
you
on? This is 48.
I'm 12 level.
Okay, so 12 level, your chance was 10. So it would do triple.
Is that a save?
9.
It's not considered
safe. No.
It's
exactly. So it would do triple damage, which would be in the neighborhood of like charging points, something like that. But she's got 187.
I don't really make any difference or whatever, but I was attempting to dispel part.
Dispel it? Dispel magic?
Might remove magic.
Well, it would have stopped the ritual. But the ritual is now stopped because the cults were
right. So
basically, the key to this encounter was the realization that the rituals were encountered, because you're going to come in there, the cults were the problem. You're going to come in there basically one round in, two rounds in at most, they're going to complete the ritual. So you need to take out roughly a third of the cultists, which would bring the ritual to a close. If you're attacking the demons, because, well, everybody's scared to death of demons, so you're attacking the demons, you fail to stop the ritual. And then it's all over from there. So, but since you guys are, some of you decided to attack the cultists, which was
the right thing
to do, you stop the ritual. So you win, but now you gotta see whether you survive.
Alrighty.
Okay?
So, low on this.
You did manage to deal her a pretty tough blow. However, the demons are not gonna let you get to her. It's gonna have to only be ranged stuff that you can hit her with, and bow fire's gonna be out after that, because you'll clearly hit your base.
I'm in a little too.
I'm off the turning.
They're literally going to block the room wall to wall. And there are up to 16 demons at that point in time. Nothing you've done so far has killed any of them. Might have damaged them or really killed them.
Don and Lorelai are going to make a line instead of turning.
Don and
Lorelai? Yeah. But her turning the wall, she's the highest level. The
mic's
cleric.
Is that a
13? Needed a 13.
I have more powers.
Can you do it again?
You create one.
I just want to do it
everywhere.
Well, is that making them three, or is that making them four?
Well,
so they're still here. They're just not
guiding
here.
You could be turning.
Okay. So we're gonna roll mortality rolls. Now, just realize that if you die here, you don't get any experience for the adventure. You get a lot of experience. That'll kind of suck. And it includes the quest that you went on this morning. However, you have saved the life of Marcus Apollonius, So we can immediately turn around and roll resurrection survival and see if you come back to life. If you fail that, you're done. Okay, but as long as you have decent con, you're pretty safe to make rolls.
Is the mortality roll
25%?
Is it a save?
No.
So we want higher?
25 or less we die.
Oh, okay.
Ready? Same time. 3, 2, 1.
Second to
fall.
Oh, no!
I
got the 29 plus.
It seems legit. I mean, he would die in this situation.
What is it?
25 exactly.
25 or less you die.
Dude, I got so scared it almost stopped.
Oh, I'm good.
25 or less you die.
Dawn lives, Ren lives,
I live, we're all in the slope.
People have died.
Azor dies.
I rolled an 80.
Yeah, you're fine.
Okay, I said, I'm fine.
I rolled 25.
Jeremy died.
I rolled 25.
Azor died.
Wait, ring of protection account?
I was just barely injured.
They're everywhere. They're traveling like flies.
Yeah, Rex,
please. More
I was cowering. I was cowering outside the room and I died.
Right. Oh, did you die?
All right.
Charlotte?
58.
Yep.
Jasmine
died.
Wait a minute.
Did Charlotte die? Oh, Jasmine.
Here, turn your pictures around so we know who died.
James? Victor survived?
Turn your pictures around so we know who died.
That's not right.
15 died.
The 5 died.
Did you know? Here's the picture.
I rolled a 29 and cheered off of the 5.
Who else died? Dear Moon, turn your picture around.
I had a heart
attack.
Janie and Jasmine both died.
Wow.
Wiped out.
Rin, you made it.
So who is this? Those of you who didn't die, it's going to take them a little while, so you can get your training in while they're being brought back alive.
Yes! Finally!
Bad news is,
oh, no.
It's going to take a little while, so you're going to be stuck in Dulan while Marcus is performing concerts to bring...
Check out the Prince Albert series, Lamunian Adventures, on Kindle Readers.
Back love
concert.
I'll stay in Marcus.
You're staying here while I train too.
I will
and him
my violin
and her.
Okay, so we'll start with Jasmine. Percentile dice.
It's the resurrection. It's the 35th overture of Marcus Evolution's
overture.
Yes.
My first ever death.
Actually,
is it the same thing?
What's your con?
Resurrection survival. 94%
is possible.
Roll below
94.
26. Okay, so she made her resurrection.
But he's still only gets none.
System shock.
Roll again.
91. At the same time.
Yeah, same time we both rolled. And
she lives!
Yay! That's the applause of the concert audience when she comes back to life.
Okay, wait. Is he resurrecting them all?
He'll raise most of the people he did, but he's resurrecting her because elves can't be raised.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Yeah. Sure.
Becky could help
wow,
me.
Wow, it'd be sure. Difficult.
Could help raise?
I could.
In fact, it could be done faster because you know they have this. They have a concert. They have different handbills.
I could, but
Marcus doesn't do anything.
I could.
He is the high
priest. Lorelai has this thing.
He should always
crazy.
Have a concerto in his back pocket.
He does.
Who's next? Bezor.
Well, Bob doesn't give me a block.
33.
Poison. He comes back.
Yeah, he's coming back to life.
He's good. He's got like 15 con.
Roll system shot.
Yeah.
Roll again.
Wait, hold on, you got
the first one, you got 16.
I can't 16, tell 15. Everybody.
Oh, okay. So, Deerwood lives.
We can roll low. Let's go.
Tommy,
it costs us a bunch of experience.
Hey, Bill. I heard no bell.
That's good. Roll again.
Yeah, all right, she's coming back to life.
Roll again.
We don't die.
Good, yay, you're alive.
Insurance got
below her roll anyways.
You need to mark your con as one left because you died.
Not. You don't actually lose the point of con.
But when you come back, you have a different survival rate.
And you keep back a lot of times, you die, you come back to life.
Yeah.
So you say die once.
Zephina.
Zephina's not back yet. I've been reincarnated, so mine didn't count.
Yeah, she can be raised. I should
roll
probably
Zephina.
Do that
one. You got reincarnated? She's a mage.
No, I meant Zephina.
Oh, yeah.
I said I should probably be Zephina.
She's a mage.
Right.
I've raised her before, so.
She's a magic user. I can
roll. Hecate would be mad at me if I didn't.
I got lucky, I guess.
She's a mage.
Oh, we're calling because she's a mage. I thought he was talking because you were.
She got 11 cons.
She's coming back to life. Go ahead. It's like 85.
80, I'm 85.
Hey, you can love
Zephyr.
That's
a 9.
Yay, Zephyr lives. Yay.
Did Ren make
Wait.
It?
Oh yes. Turner.
As a question, yes. Sir. But did Balfour get away?
Okay. Yeah. So that's what we have. I'll roll mortality roll for Balfour.
Otherwise, Balfour. This is a problem.
Yes.
Not my problem.
What's her mortality?
Not anymore.
No, Balfour died in the fight. Well, now bear in mind, if he dies, that means that they are removed from the Prime Trail Plane and they can't come back for a long time.
Unless they are summoned.
Unless they are summoned.
Who's struck her down?
Okay, that's what we have to figure out. So,
I want to strike her down. For a minute.
Bezor. I was hiding out in the hallway, so.
I want to see if I can zoom her.
But I still died.
She's gonna have stone sense. Stabbing her with a knife is not gonna work.
He calls
her. It's gonna take balls.
I think I'll go to Jonathan, there's no way she had any.
If we had triggers with Bob, would she have went in with us?
No. Which means actually. And technically, management doesn't count as an offensive action until the last thing, so you actually could have cast management and withdraw.
You didn't have a withdrawal to do anymore.
I haven't had to use a Kirby. Unless somebody else has one.
Janny.
Janny, are you going to withdraw? I think you backed up hers,
right?
Yeah, but Kendra has
it. I asked her if I should use it. She said no, because we're pretty pressured.
Oh, yeah, but Kendra has the actual canister. Those are instantaneous. That's why I said Janny.
Could she have gone into withdrawal?
Everybody roll percentile dice. They have 5% for each plus of your best magic weapon.
What if I don't know it?
I don't know what the plus of those are.
What if I have 2 plus 3 weapons?
But if you don't
plus three magic weapons.
Like a physical magic weapon, is that what he's saying?
Yeah. Roll 10 dice.
107.
I have 359.
She rolled a 57.
I rolled an 05.
Okay.
Wait, what do we.
Okay, hold on. We got 107 is the highest. Anybody higher is the highest.
What are we adding?
15.
The plus of your weapon.
15%. Plus how much for the plus one?
Whatever the plus of your weapon.
You punched
her again? Roll and see what you get. If you get low, you didn't get it.
I got 57.
Whatever your weapon bonus is.
Roll percentage. Roll percentage.
Roll it again. 63. No, 36.
They're all on
32.
The
weapon. 94.
The second that you
live,
that's the highest
here.
What
do
you have?
Well, it makes sense that the Holy Avenger takes her out.
Here.
No.
He's got the highest.
114.
The Trident of Speed.
Oh, yeah.
The Trident of Speed from invisibility by the Assassin Ren.
I'm saying, how are they adding?
I doubt you. The Trident of Speed.
Can you imagine what they would do in my hands? With plus 8 strength.
Ren, the Trident of Speed, in the Demon Dungeon.
Okay, you kill.
A soft clue.
In the end.
You realize, Brad, that means you have an eternal hidden.
Yes. Great.
And you know what I mean?
I'd be 3 per 1.
Well, I started
with 20
of
doing plus 8 damage bonus. Plus 12.
Okay, so.
See,
by the time the fight was done,
they
would have summoned in the neighborhood of 20 additional demons.
Your weapon isn't plus
that's
three.
A lot of experience.
It's a lot of experience.
Yeah. So you probably would not have killed them all because once Ren came out.
Doesn't matter.
I literally hid in the hallway.
I've been in like 13 battles since I started. No experience. That's
what it would have come and found anybody that invaded the castle.
Already burned out.
You just won't get any for any.
Well, yeah, but I just was assuming they'd kill everyone in the room first, so like I'd be the last to die, you know?
So are we supposed to add our 1,000 experience points, or am I supposed to wait until I get the last 13 battles worth of experience points?
Alright. Did you do it? Oh, yeah. I thought you got it.
One flash water?
As long as I get some training.
I already burned my
head. Yeah, that's true. You get your 1,000 and you burn it.
Yeah, I'm not hurt.
All right. Well, thank you all very much. Just so you know, I mean, no harm done. That battle would have taken, initially would have taken 90 minutes to an hour minimum. And you just can't run in the room. You just can't throw the door open. You got to find out what's going on in the room. To do something about it before then. Once you throw the door open and she goes, it's coming, the demons start summoning additional demons. Basically, what you needed to find a way to do was hit the cultists and then back up. That's really what you needed to do.
Oh.
And not duke it out face to toe.
Oh, sorry. So that doesn't work for me. I should have heard the answer right now.
That's probably the first attack. The best
yeah, that's
way.
What I was doing, but then.
Alternatively,
I was pressing lightning bolt from the doorway.
You know, alternatively,
I wasn't going on the best course of action, so I was assuming everyone else would stay there.
You could have got there a lot sooner.
Which wasn't.
You know, there were enough rumors. The truth is, this morning when you guys, or last night when you guys were making plans, and you know, and granted the conversation was guided, we need a staff, we need this, we need that, whatever. If the goal becomes to defeat the ritual, they didn't start the ritual until this morning.
That's weird. Well,
so you'd have had to figure out that.
The augury that said, no, it's young Victor.
Right.
That was his kind power. Of sent us
yep.
a.
Yeah, so. Yeah. Thing is,
so it's
the ritual, the what you did would stop the disappearances. That so you focused on trying to stop the disappearances, primarily because you didn't realize that there was a villain behind the scenes. You didn't realize it was a ritual. You didn't realize any of that yet. You had to figure that out. But if somebody had somewhere in there went, okay, what if this is young Victor and his anxiety, whatever is causing people to disappear? Why is a lamplighter in the middle of town that has nothing to do with anybody? The guy that disappears or whatever. The rumors included the lamplighter. In fact, Josh hit on it tonight. He's like, hey, wait, is that near that street? They were in there. You find out he disappeared almost 2 months ago. The first guy.
It was
right after they came home. Like, literally right after they came back.
There was a restaurant that just opened up down the street. And then there was creepy, like, mist. Coming in around the docks area or something like that at night.
I got something about an underage blacksmith.
There is a party of people that are under investigation, but something I can't
remember. Do you want to say that? I got a couple ship things. There was a guy leaving
for
the
table.
And again, that it happens or it doesn't.
You just don't get what you eventually.
The other issue about you really could only go two ways. So that's part of the nature of the retreat. If you could have gone three ways, maybe somebody would go, well, it's only gonna stay here and investigate the, you know, figure out what's actually going on or something like that. Also, if you sober up young Victor, which is a huge risk, he could have told you, like they were all surmising his anxiety, this is happening, whatever. He could have told you, like, last week somebody disappeared. I don't remember a time when I was anxious, angry, fearful. Earlier today, you say all these people disappeared. I wasn't angry. By the way, there were, I told you, there were 24 disappearances that happened while he was drugged up and basically was never anxious, angry, anything like that. Which tells you that his power might be what's being used, but it doesn't have anything to do with him being out of control because he was drugged. So it was still happening.
I kind of hit on it right at the beginning when I was trying to get that.
Yeah, oh yeah. And that was the other thing too, is those who were there and care more. In fact, Leon and Kendra met with her after the incident.
Yeah.
And she told you, leave Dulon alone. This is mine. And then
she said care more.
She said this place. And I think what that was you said either to me or to her, I don't remember which, she means typically care more. And I said, since she meant care more, that's where you encountered her. So you don't know, but she was referring to. And when she could go from Caremore to Capitol, now it's 9 million people as opposed to 21.
There's nothing to lead us in that way of thinking.
No. Except the meeting. Yeah, I would say at that time, certainly not.
The fact
is, she insinuated that she was not done.
The fact that it started 2 months ago, that's about the time.
Well, you don't know that she has the ability to possess people.
We didn't know that she could possess people,
but we definitely knew she could.
Young Victor was acting very out of character for himself, so he could add a ghost to that.
He said it was like 27,000 or something like that.
And as soon as she gets within point blank, I'm dealing massive damage.
Yeah, but you have demons in your face.
We're stopping this.